At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God.
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Good Vibes, and Variety. Last chance for Lady Gaga tickets. If you've never seen Lady Gaga in concert.
I have seen her. She's really good.
Yeah.
Really
amazing.
Good.
You danced your ass off that night.
I don't know. That's not really what happened. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of dancing and a lot of fun was had.
In
no
fact,
doubt.
This hour's code word is dancing. D-A-N-C-I-N-G. Dancing. Take the word dancing and text it to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win your last chance pair of tickets to Lady Gaga July 22nd. It's right around the corner at the Chase Center. The word is dancing. Text it to our contest line 20357. And not only will you be entered for the tickets, but also to win a Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl. Courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records, this hour's code word is dancing.
Couple quick texts to our other line where you can contribute to the show. That's 800-400-3697. And I'm hearing this a bunch now, including our boss came down the hall and said his daughter is, the teens are excited when the UV is high. They're using their phones to tell them the best hour for tanning. 925 says there are apps that tell them the best hour to tan and they still use baby oil. And yes, tan lines are back to being popular. 510 says, Vincent,
yes.
Full naming me. Are you my mom?
Hello, Sandy. Thanks for texting.
My daughter's the same age. This is all very normal and healthy, especially the attitude. It sucks, but the hormones are a B. Yeah, I'm trying not to take the bait right now. I asked her to take out the trash, which is her chore, once a week. She's got to go get the trash from the little cans around the...
That's
and
no
the look
deal.
On her face was like I just asked her to build...
A shed out back.
The Great Wall of China. Can you go out back and start building a wall and never stop?
Mm.
Like, what? And
that
I just,
attitude is not going to fly, young
well,
lady.
Well, you got to not take the bait, right? I mean, then I just make it worse. Anyway... This text is the one that I wanted to read to you, and now I can't find it because it moved. Son of a biscuit. No, I
told you.
408 says, Vinny, recently we stayed at an Airbnb, and my husband asked our five-year-old to put underwear on before he sat on the couch, and my five-year-old responded, because of the butt dust?
Mm.
Thanks for being a part of our lives. Stacy, San Jose, app.
That's a kid who's being raised correctly. You got to know about butt dust. I mean... You get to be 6, 7 years old and not know about that. Come on. That's what we're here for.
That validates everything I do
here. Is that the text we were looking
that
for?
That makes me so happy. I really, yes, that's the one. And if I had a prize, I'd give it to you. I just don't have one.
Yeah.
I mean,
working on that.
If you want a bell, let me know.
No, you need that. You always ring that bell. Well, smash that bell. So, that was like the best ring you've ever done.
Because there's no reason to do it.
Mm.
All right, trash me.
All right. I'm going to start with Katie in Orlando. Newly single Katy Perry shows ex Orlando Bloom what he's missing in tiny black bikini on the family yacht trip. In Capri, Italy. God, it's got to be nice to be Katy Perry. I guess she's done with
what
her.
Are you talking about? God, she's no, the most hated lady on the internet.
It doesn't matter. She's got all the money.
I know,
and
but she's also being like, this is not fun for her, I'm sure.
But if you could be her, then you would be able to enjoy her money. So, and be on a yacht in Capri, Italy. So I'm looking at her. She is clearly not tanning. She is working out, though. That's for sure.
She looks great, but you're right. She's a little pasty. Yeah. That will be cured on this trip, I'm sure.
Yeah. So you can see that in one picture, Orlando's in the picture. And then in another picture, there's some other dude that she's all hugging on.
Wait, Orlando's with her?
Yeah, he's on. It's a family trip.
Oh.
But they must have planned it before they broke up. I mean, I think you have to book those things ahead
crunch.
Of time.
I don't see him. Where is he?
I think that's him.
And then that's not Orlando.
You sure?
I don't think it is either. No.
I think it is. But I don't know. It isn't captioned that it's him. But she is, I guess, some Canadian talent agent named Michael Kives, K-I-V-E-S, Kives. He was all hugging on her. And then there was another guy, some tech businessman. Maybe that's Bob Sherwin. Bob Sherwin, who was also on board. And then they go on to talk about.
There's her with her kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, the kid's there and Orlando's there and Katie's just showing him what he's missing out on and hugging on all the dudes.
Well.
Oh, that looks like that might be Orlando. Is that Orlando?
Oh, my goodness.
Never mind. I guess I didn't have to go over there all that bad. Oh, my God.
How's your hip?
It's going to have a bruise. For sure. Is that him down the bottom or is that some other guy?
I don't think he's on this trip.
Oh, no.
Is that him?
I don't think so. I didn't think he was on this trip. I thought
he's on the boat.
Okay.
They say he's on the boat. Okay. I don't know. Look, I'm not right
then
this story.
Maybe that's him. I don't know. Either way, yeah, breakups are impossible. They suck.
I think, or whatever. This is a, so here's the thing though. There she is on the boat. They're having a family vacation. And I guess she's mad now because he's having fun. She's saying, Katy Perry is, this is from Yahoo Entertainment. Katy Perry is reportedly disappointed by Orlando Bloom's behavior post-split as he embraces bachelor life. And she's a little bit disappointed by that. What? You're sad he's not like crying over you and stuff? So here's how this story goes. She's grappling with the hurt of seeing an ex-partner move on almost immediately. You know, here's the thing about breakups.
Well, wait.
They didn't happen overnight.
Right. But he hasn't moved on.
Well, he's living
it up. He
went
to a wedding and had some fun, but he didn't. We don't. And it's just rumor that he's with anybody, but we didn't see any, you know, action.
So he. The singer and Orlando called it quits on their decade-long relationship, and he is embracing it in style. They say he's been seen partying and attending VIP functions. It just has to be the wedding. I mean, wasn't the wedding just like a week and a half ago?
It was all party.
Yeah. And there was days of partying.
Mm-hmm.
So sources are now accusing Orlando Bloom of behaving like an acting-up adolescent. And that's left Katy. She's disappointed and sad.
Oh, poor Katie.
I know, poor Katie. Poor Katie. Poor little thing.
She's so sad.
Katy Perry is hurting from seeing her ex and his seemingly carefree post-breakup behavior.
Oh, Katy Perry. Poor Katy Perry.
Bloom seems to be relishing his newfound singlehood. I guess he's been on a couple yachts. I think he's on a yacht with her. He went on Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's yacht, and then he was on some other yacht as well. Oh. He was also seen chatting with Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend, Vittoria Cereti.
He's an animal.
As they boarded a water taxi. We all know what happens on water taxis. Thank you, Kanye. following the wedding.
Is that what? So people are getting on the water taxi now and saying, "Where's my, you know?
Yeah, where's my where's
Australia Bianca? Kiss?
Hello, get down there." Few days after the after the Bezos's wedding,
I'm here for my you know what.
He got on something called the thing yeah, that Bob tried to say. The Bob.
No. Right.
New catchphrase.
Did you give him the Bob? Yeah, you didn't get one of those. The Ritz-Carlton apparently has a brand new 794-foot yacht called the Luminara, and it left on its inaugural cruise. They say here from Rome. I thought Rome was like in the middle. Anyway, they left, and he was on board with all the stunning people, all the beautiful people.
He's an animal.
The beautiful people. Poor Katie.
I tried really hard to find a picture of him on this boat in Capri, and I don't think he was there.
Oh, it says it says he's on it, but whatever. It's a huge boat. Maybe they weren't ever in the same picture together.
Could be.
Yeah. They say, yeah, I have a list of people. And they say, and her ex, Orlando. But it's because the kid's on there. So it's family. It's a family trip.
The only way that you can have a really clean, easy breakup is to leave the state. Like, you just can't keep seeing each other. You have to be somewhere entirely else.
Yeah, except that they've got a kid, you know?
That's what I'm saying. So it is hard, but that's, you know, if you're in a situation where you can completely cut that person entirely out of your life, you've got a good, clean, move-on plan happening. Yeah. Otherwise, you're probably going to do it 10 more times.
You know, and the thing is, too, like when you're famous at this level, there is no other state. You can't leave this state. You could be next door or in China and it's going to get reported and it's going to be in front of her face. She needs to stop going to the grocery store. That's all. All the things are splashed across. They are everywhere on the
He's two tabloid sips racks. Into his lunchtime beer going, oh, my God, she looks so damn hot. Right?
To some other girl.
No, to Katy Perry. Like that, he's on the ship. They're broken up. But this is how you don't break up, by being around someone who's in a bikini that you've loved for many years. Mm-hmm. And there you are. You have half a belly of beer and you're like, oh, God.
She's so hot. If she came over here right now, I wouldn't want to, but I might, though.
Ah!
This insider who I guess was on the boat. I have no idea. It's disappointing. It's hurtful and annoying. If he's going to behave like an acting up adolescent, that's on him. Katie's going to continue to work and take care of Daisy. Katie knows he's free to do whatever the hell he wants to do. She hoped he'd do it a little more discreetly.
He didn't do anything.
He walked next to Sydney Sweeney. Okay.
So she's disappointed and sad.
They walked together. You know that means?
He's so sad. It means they walked to a hotel room and did nasty things to each other.
Darned right. Poor Katie.
Anyway, Katie. They will continue to be seen as a family, as their shared priority is and always will be raising their daughter. Is that really their priority?
I want to believe so, yeah.
Yeah, not these people, though. They're stars. They're not like us. They don't care about their kids. They just have them to give money to later.
I don't believe
that.
They
need someone to leave the money to.
Famous people have to have kids so that we get new names.
Yeah.
That's true. Because otherwise, how would we ever come up with cool new names?
Everyone would be named Sarah.
Right. And Bob. We wouldn't have any more apples.
Or Moon Unit.
Zillionaire.
North.
Oh, Psalm.
Did I go way too far back with Moon Unit?
No, Moon. I love Moon Unit.
That was classic.
You know that one?
Dweezil.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And then one of the kids was Amit.
Yeah.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Moon Unit was like the all-time classic.
We had her on.
Oh my God.
In the very early days.
I just got a shrug.
You don't know Moon Unit?
You never heard that song, Valley Girl? So Frank Zappa, he was a thing many years ago, and he had a bunch of kids, and one of them was a lady named Moon Unit Zappa, and she was so cool. But she was like a Valley Girl. Oh my God.
A Valley Girl.
Gnarly to the
for
max.
For sure, for sure.
Right.
It's a song.
For sure. It was a hit song.
Cool.
And she was just doing all the Valley Girl talk.
Rowdy to the max.
Cue it up on the Odyssey app.
Ready to the max.
Gag me with a spoon.
God, that was funny. And then over in Massachusetts, where I was growing up, I'm like, oh my God, that is so cool. That's radical. Sorry, I think I might have just mixed up the surfer dude.
You know what's worse than your preteen attitude is when your mom writes in and says, yeah, I've been there, and then does laughing emojis because she's enjoying a revenge
your
moment.
Pain. Right, yeah. Sandy, you're finally getting yours, huh, hon?
Thanks, Ma. Thank you.
You did the best you could, Sandy. It was a good job. A great job, even. Look at him living his life in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife.
I made it. Yeah, all the stuff.
Two beautiful kids. How did he get here? Dr. Phil's TV network has filed for bankruptcy. Mm. They're suing a Christian broadcaster alleging breach of contract. It's a confusing story. And I don't know what Chapter 11 is. Like, I don't know what all the different kinds of bankruptcy are. So I asked ChatGPT, and I still don't understand it. It's just telling me all the allegations back and forth. But basically, it sounds like what happened was there was a cable and streaming venture that that Dr. Phil started up not long ago, like a couple years ago, maybe like, April of 2024, like a year ago. They've already filed for Chapter 11. I guess they had all these promises for like a network of different stations, and then a bunch of, I guess, of some kind of failed partnership with a religious thing, Trinity Broadcast Network.
They often refer to Chapter 11 as a reorg bankruptcy.
Okay, so this is not a that's the end, they're right. Bankrupt, kaput, it's over. This is, okay.
Primarily used by businesses and sometimes individuals that allows them to restructure their debt and continue operating while developing a plan to repay creditors over time.
They're saying that TBN, this Trinity Broadcast Network, refused to distribute its programming nationwide despite contractually promising to do so. And as a result, the network lost out on about $100 million in distribution fees alone. So, and they say it's maybe it's up to $500 million loss. So they have to reorg with Chapter 11. Oh, excuse me. Goodness.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How's that hip?
It's
bruising as
actually,
we speak.
It's actually sore. I whacked it so hard.
Oh, no, we heard it. The whole table shook.
I know. It's right in like the crook of my hip, too. I'll take a picture of the bruise later. So, you know, we were just talking about Los Feliz maybe like 2 weeks ago because Brad Pitt's home got broken into. Uh-huh. And we were like, where is Los Feliz? Mm-hmm. It's like by Griffith Park. And apparently, it's a pretty swanky, like gated neighborhood where like Angelina Jolie's got a house there still. I guess she must have bought a different one. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, you know, she's with him. I guess there was, they call it a star-studded gated neighborhood where A-listers live. And there was a guy who was trying to break into some houses. They're just saying trespasser. I don't think he got into anybody's house, but it's big news because stars live there. Guy, I guess, slipped through the gate. You know, gates. You can't patrol the whole thing all the time. Maybe dug underneath it. And then he was on the street behind where Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell have a house. None of these people were home, but somebody peeked out their front window and went, who's that? I don't know him. Somebody get me the coppers on the line. This is outrageous. These fences are pretty. They're high. They're pointy. And they seem to be made of steel. But they got the guy. Don't worry. Our stars are safe. And I guess that the person who spotted him out the window followed with their video camera as the cops took, you know, so there's some stills of him. You can see the back of his head. I don't have a name or anything.
I hate that stuff. I mean, I don't know if that person is truly, you know, casing someone's house or just a neighbor walking their dog.
Right.
But I do know that when we had to evacuate because of the fires, there were home cameras that caught the random, what do they call those people?
Thieves.
Well, thieves, but there's like a
looters.
Term. Looters. The looters looking in windows of their own house. They're looking at someone who's not a friend or neighbor looking in through the windows to, you know, casing the joint. What is this worth breaking into? Mm. It's awful. Just awful.
Well, it's such a violation.
Yeah,
this guy's—he's just walking, but it is a gated community.
Well,
but this—you know—the stars were in danger, so it's important. Apparently, Brie Larson also lives nearby. That's Captain America. No, what is she?
Brie Captain Larson,
Marvel. Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I knew she was one of the captains. All right, Ben, what do you got coming up?
What?
Yeah, it's time.
All right.
Sorry about it.
Coming up, we've got new words and fast facts and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Down, 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 down. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks, Jane. Thanks for always remembering. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@ Radio Alice 973, and remember to smash that subscribe button.
Oops. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny show, and you can listen to Alice at 973 all day. Home, car, anywhere you are.
Woo!
Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today. Here's what's happening. Morning clouds still over the city as we broadcast live from Studio 9.
Gloomy but out there.
Mostly sunny day ahead. And low 80s is your high temp today.
All right. It's been so nice.
Yeah. Really nice. Like so nice, I don't want to talk about it.
Don't want to
jinx it. Right. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Okay, I got a bunch of stories to get through, so let's get started. What is with all the Pokemon violence? What can you tell me?
I can't.
You've quit. Did you hunt any Pokemon while you were on vacation?
I did not. John does still play, so we went on a Poke walk, and he had some stuff to do. But honestly, it was.
But you didn't feel the itch to get back in.
No. I'm just not into it.
A person was stabbed outside a GameStop in Colma Saturday after two suspects allegedly tried to cut the line to buy Pokemon cards.
Oh.
That's from the Colma police.
Pokemon cards.
A fight broke out around 9:40 in the morning.
Okay. That seems early for a fight.
It does seem early. I mean,
I was going to go get like a short stack first and then really get my energy up.
The fight broke out around 9:40 in the morning as customers lined up in front of the business at a GameStop. During the fight, one of the suspects stabbed a man with a shard of glass.
That was handy?
Well, no, there's more. While two were fighting, one of the other individuals in the group hit them in the back of the head with a glass mason jar and then used the broken glass to begin stabbing them.
That's dangerous to the stabber as well.
These are Pokemon players.
Yeah.
Explain
really nerdy
your friends,
for the cards.
Please. What is the deal?
I don't know. I don't use the cards, but I would, because when you're playing Pokemon Go, everyone has the same opportunity to catch the same. And no one can catch it out from under you.
I want to know what he was doing with the ball mason jar. Like, was he eating some jam or drinking some moonshine? Or who's carrying that around?
Moonshine.
That is kind of an odd item to have on hand.
Yeah.
Maybe like home squeezed orange juice or something.
I like to think moonshine.
Okay.
Moonshine. No, I mean, it's clear that's something that you
that would actually
have
maybe
experience
make you more
with and would think
fighty.
Of.
The first thing I thought of when I heard this.
And I'm an alcoholic, and I don't think moonshine ever. Do you?
No.
I mean,
moonshine,
you're not an alcoholic.
It never
but
occurs to me.
I've never gotten moonshine that wasn't in a ball mason jar.
I also thought moonshine.
What?
Because it comes in a ball mason jar.
Yep.
Huh. It doesn't really.
Always.
Okay.
All right.
So that's why they've got all those mason jars at my hardware store. I'm like, who needs these? People out there canning stuff?
The notoriously stinky corpse flower is set to bloom again at the Conservatory of Flowers here in San Francisco, and there is going to be a live stream. So if you're into this, you can check this out, or you can go see it live, I guess, right? Don't they line up for this?
Have you ever been in the Conservatory of Flowers there?
I have. At some point, yes.
It's beautiful.
It's not a trip I would usually take. I have vacation coming up. And I was thinking about going to the
Cal Academy.
The Cal Academy with the kids. Coming into the city.
Right across the plaza, down the street a little ways, is the Japanese tea house. That is a great little walk through that garden. And then you can go in and get tea at the tea house. It's like very traditional. And then it's not a super long walk to get over to the Conservatory of Flowers, too. And there's also a botanical garden there. That freaking Golden Gate Park, you guys.
Is
amazing.
The Cal Academy is still like a hot spot for kids.
It is great.
It's fun, right?
We've been in the last, easily in the last 2 years.
Sean loves that last place.
He comes and he'll be like, Mom, can we take the car? We want to go all my friends. Gathers all his friends and they all go. He loves that place. It's amazing.
And he rolls through the whole thing.
Okay. Yep.
And then I think I'm going to do that. Anyway, the corpse flower's back, everyone.
Stinky.
We are within days of yet another famed and rare bloom of one of San Francisco Conservatory of Flowers' famed corpse flowers.
Incredible.
There's a terrible smell that comes with it, and it's one of those things people run face first into.
I would love to smell a corpse.
So
I survived.
What are we? We are so weird.
Well, humans.
I have to admit, though, there was this video where people said, never watch it. And I was like, okay, I'll watch. I watched a video of people watching the video. and the people retching, and it just made me go, what could possibly be happening? I have to look. And then I looked, and then I retched, and then I went, they showed me how gross it was. They told me not to look at it. And then I hit play.
Well, curiosity killed the cat.
We really are. We ask for it. So, you know, listen, the corpse flower, it's super stinky.
Yeah. Just so you know, it smells like a corpse.
And you're going to run right out. I know. Yeah. Weirdos. I mean, myself included, because I also looked right at the video everyone said, don't look at. Yeah. And now, for a long time,
two girls,
I was like,
one cup.
Humankind
is doomed.
Has bottomed out.
Yes. Didn't we hear those girls got like $40 each?
I didn't hear
something?
Anything about it, but I will tell you this. I expect more of you ladies.
Why?
Because.
They're humans.
No.
We're humans. We're awful.
Guys that are supposed to be the gross ones. Isn't it?
I mean, traditionally, yes.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. That was one of my favorite parts of last week's shows.
Yeah.
When Bob was saying, but then I was kind of mad because you did the testicle one. And I thought that was a good one.
That testicle one was an all-time great.
Mm.
It's like,
you could transplant testicles from one dog to another dog.
This wasn't about dogs.
Oh, these were human testicles?
Yeah.
See, I was so mad that you were doing a testicle story. I didn't even listen to it. I'm like, I want to be there for that story. Couldn't have saved that.
No, we needed.
So you're saying if you got someone else's, if those were transplanted, you'd be able to use them. But then you'd be the father of a baby that had someone else's genetic makeup.
Yes, the genetic makeup stays with the testee even in transplantation. So you
don't
would
think
not
that
be.
They would be rejected by your man area? Like it would be kind of considered a foreign object. I don't know.
No, get out.
It just feels like, how could that be? I guess, though, if you just put them in and then attach whatever the little tube is, and then boom, it just works.
Is that the vas deferens?
Sure, if you say so.
I don't
know all the parts.
So.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Slimer.
Yes.
In Ghostbusters was originally going to be called Onion Head.
What? Why did they decide against
that? And the early ideas for the title included Ghost Stoppers, Ghost Smashers, and Ghost Breakers before they settled on Ghostbusters.
I actually can't believe there was a lot of debate on that because the Dustbuster was already a thing. So. If you want to bust dust, you're going to get the Dustbuster. If you want to bust ghosts, you're going to be a Ghostbuster.
Some of the early top casting choices for Speed, the movie, were originally Stephen Baldwin and Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, that wouldn't have worked. Of course, it's Keanu and Sandra Bullock, right? That who stars in Speed?
Yes.
Yes.
Almost all of the American flags at Disney World have the wrong number of stars.
Really?
That way Disney doesn't need to perform proper flag protocols and lower all of them every night.
Well, that's tricky.
That is tricky. Mm.
Who's in charge of policing the flag protocols?
I don't know, but I worked at a summer camp every summer of my life and as a teenager almost every summer. And I was the pyrotechnic and flag guy. So my job was to make sure the flag went up and went down every night. And then I started all the campfires.
Huh.
That was a job.
You don't seem like a guy who I would necessarily put in charge of the fires.
Yeah.
Walks up with a mason jar.
They were big fires.
Like bonfires?
Yeah, or like a campfire. But, you know, we got to make it proper.
Okay. That's, I'm glad that's over.
Let me come over to your house. I'll start a fire.
Like, what did you use? Like, lighter fluid?
Wood, lots of lighter fluid, paper, tree branches, a log, whatever I could find.
It's supposedly a great day for those with a dad bod.
Oh, great. Listen up, you guys.
According to a new study, it's the body type women find most attractive.
It is true, because I feel like I'm going to look great next to that.
Yeah, the truth is, it's sometimes it feels like a lady's being particularly nice to you when they say something like, oh no, that's plenty, or that is enough for me.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
All those big things, that's just a waste of wiener. Or it's just too much. Nobody wants that.
There is a
That's
roof.
Nice of you to say. Mm-hmm. I mean, I appreciate that, except we know you're lying. And here we go again with the dad bod being the one. Come on.
Yeah.
Please.
That's because everybody's got a dad bod now. So this
Not
is
everybody.
This is a feel-good story for...
Forget chiseled abs.
Some guys.
And ultra-lean physiques. Researchers have found that dad bods with their softer edges and a bit of extra padding are actually the gold standard for male attractive.
This is an adorable story.
It really is, isn't it?
It's really good.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that wrote it has a dad bod.
You think?
And all the girls that said, yeah, that's fine. Print that. My husband will feel better about himself and I don't have to coach him up.
Massage his ego constantly. No, no, it's fine. You look great. My God.
Get off of me.
If you look doughy, I don't look as doughy.
Anyway, bunch of BS. Mm. I'm just moving on.
I like that story. It's a good one.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I do. I did like it. That was maybe like your best pick of the day.
Okay.
All the great stories you've chosen.
One of the new words, you know, this is new words in the Oxford English Dictionary. There's a whole long list, but bag of D's made it.
Oh, that is a thing.
The dictionary, which is just.
You know what's weird though? They just add phrases now.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
Hmm.
They added bagpiping.
Ooh, what's that?
It's when you play the bagpipes.
Is it?
This story's a fail.
No, it's not a fail. Keep going. No. I love words. More words. Words. I mean, Bob wants words too. Look, we all want words. Words.
Beat down.
The beat down just got in?
In poor condition due to neglect or decay.
Oh, I thought I was going to give you a beat down.
No. What?
You deserve it.
No, I don't. Beatster.
Good argument. Beatster? What's a beatster?
A what?
A beatster?
A beatster?
A beatster. A musician who performs music characterized by a strong driving beat. That's your boy.
Who might be?
No.
Your son.
What are you talking? Your son.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Right?
Oh, no, here comes the bass drum.
Have you seen him perform his act?
I've seen video.
But you've never gone and sat in an audience when he's performed live?
There's no sitting in the audience. So Riley's gone to a bunch of the shows because he plays in New York all the time. So Riley and all his friends, they all go to the shows. And
Yeah, right. Plays in New York all the time.
All the time.
Would you say once a month or once a week?
Probably closer to once a week. He does shows all the time. And he's actually on tour right now. He's in Pittsburgh right now. Pittsburgh, actual Pennsylvania.
As we speak, that tour continues or he went and home and came back out?
He's winding up in Portland and then he's going to come spend some time with us. And then he flies to London for this thing that he's playing some big festival. I know. It's exciting.
The Cringecore Festival.
Some other like legit festival. Yeah.
Glastonbury.
Well, that's in Scotland, so probably not. Oh. But somewhere else. I don't know which one it is.
Reading.
No. If he had said Reading Festival, I would have recognized that one.
Would you?
I would.
All right.
I've actually been to the Reading Festival.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. According to flag protocol, says 415, you can keep the American up at night if it's lit with a spotlight.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, you are supposed to take it in at night. I never really did that. When I had one hanging up my house, I just left it there. And then eventually it got really dirty and filthy looking. And I went,
Yeah.
I know it can't touch the ground, right? That's like one of the big things. Can't let it touch the ground.
Yeah, I didn't know about this other stuff, and I certainly didn't know Disney figured out a way around having to deal with the American protocols. All right.
Smart, though.
Pokemon cards are insane at the moment because of the rarity, and you can have people who quit their jobs just to go and get these packs of cards.
Oh, my God.
My kids can't even attempt to get them because they're usually swiped even by employees at the stores before they're even put out.
Wow.
Yeah, when I worked at the surf shops in my like high school days and into like junior college, one of the things that was so funny is all the guys in the shop, new stuff would come in and they'd be like, oh, I need a pair of these. And what we did is you just had to put the tag under the register and then you'd settle up. And half these kids that worked at the shop would end up getting no paycheck because of the stuff they'd pilfered throughout the week. And they'd be like,
I work here for clothes.
Work here for clothes.
Yeah.
You're styling, but you got no money.
Yeah. Well, that is one of the things about retail. You get an employee discount, usually, and your boss will let you put it on layaway until your check day.
Mm-hmm. Then my grandkids' favorite trip was going into the city and riding the cable cars to Fisherman's Wharf, Pier 39, and just seeing and doing all the city stuff.
Oh, Pier 30, have you taken the girls there? That's actually a fun walk around. Lots of cool little shops and weird stuff. And
we'll see how it's received when I bring it up. Mm. I really, if I get a look like I've been getting lately, yeah. I'm really going to just cancel. Mm. I'm not dragging someone around the city if they're not into it. You know what I mean?
I do, but that's the thing with kids. Like, when you know they would love it, you suffer through the 2-hour drive up to the city. And then you make them apologize to you all the way home.
Yeah, no, I really, I mean, it's my vacation too.
And I know how to fill a day.
I got hobbies. I have things I'm into.
But then if you are at home, they're just going to be bothering you. So at least they're strapped in the back seat when you're in the car.
Is this true?
Probably not.
The song Valley Girl inspired the movie Valley Girl, starring Nicolas Cage in his first lead role.
I know that they did come out near each other. My guess is that, yeah, I'd never heard of Valley Girl
before.
Valley
Girl was a thing, though, like in and of its own. It was that slang language.
Well, you probably knew about it years before. I heard about the whole Valley Girl thing through the Frank Zappa song.
I definitely loved that movie.
One of the best soundtracks.
Loved that movie as well.
You like the Plimsolls?
I did.
They were one of the bands.
Yep.
I loved
them.
There's
a ton of good songs on that.
Is the song Valley Girl on that soundtrack? And if it is, then we know the answer to the question.
Right.
Although they might have added it.
But that was like Nick Cage, when we met him.
The girl in that was like a Noxzema model. I used to see her in 17 magazine all the time.
I got nothing. Anything?
Wide set blue eyes, mm-hmm. blonde hair.
I don't see it on the soundtrack. No.
Can you please pull up a picture of the girl who starred in that? I would be interested. I would like to know her name, actually, too. She was famous for a minute, like in the teen magazines.
Deborah Foreman.
That's her name.
Deborah Foreman.
That doesn't ring a bell at all. Have a look at her. Do you remember? So you're looking at her?
I'm looking at her.
Do you recognize her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll recognize her, too, as soon as you see her. Super cute.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. I mean, great, maybe not, but really fun and good.
Go up, 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 up.
And Nick Cage with punk rock hair. Like, it's his own hair.
Yeah. And ripped dad bod.
Yeah. No, he doesn't have a dad bod.
A little bit of a dad bod.
Get out of here.
That's a dad bod. Oof.
Oh, there she is. Yeah, she was so cute. I used to love that girl's face. Deborah Foreman. What year did Valley Girl come out? Are you looking already?
I already looked too.
Right. I would say that was 1987.
Dear Vinny.
Three.
Says 415. Stop believing the hype, please. Average men are best. Really good looking men can be a pain. They're either very vain or you got to spend all your time fighting off other women and men. And that D that is too much hurts. It's not amazing. It's painful. Love, Suzanne in San Rafael. Yeah,
Thanks, Suzanne. You're
continuing to, you know, it's nice of you. But I've been around girls when they're also like, saw that thing and laughed and said, take me home.
Oh, because it was too small. I thought it was the time I laughed and it was because it was too big.
No, it was the time when you laughed and said, our time on this date is over. I'd like to go home, please.
Mm. I didn't mean to laugh, though. It was just so funny.
As the guy cried and cried and cried some more.
Sarah, don't you want those things to me? Nope.
Oh.
He was a baby talker, too. He had.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's time.
Oh, it is time.
Beyond time.
The most streamed song ever on Spotify next.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.